This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking the question, what do we do in between God's blessings? In this series, we're focusing on our blessings and our relationship to them. When I think about this question, I realize that the key is remembering that if He did it for us before, He can and will do it for us again. When I think about this topic, I reflect on the Israelites. So we recall how God performed the amazing miracle when the Israelites appeared trapped between the wilderness and the Red Sea. Even after He parted the sea and created a dry path for the Israelites to cross over onto the other side, once they got to the other side, now they are completely preoccupied with what's next. And for them, that was, what were they going to eat and drink? And so they didn't necessarily panic like they did when Pharaoh was chasing them, but they certainly began to fret and to become anxious. Now, sometimes that's common because when God delivers one blessing and we're waiting on Him to deliver the next, we can experience a sense of anxiety. But the way to calm yourself while you're waiting on God to answer is to go back and remember one of those times when the circumstances seemed impossible, but God saw you through to the other side. So what situation are you waiting on today for God to deliver for you? Think about that and remember these words. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. Psalm 77:11. Share this B moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember what He did before, He can and will do again.